What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Remember yesterday we were talking about that Rob Manfred realignment thing and the Mets and Yankees in the same division?
Yeah, and they want to add two more teams.
Yes, so the actual divisions that he is proposing have been out there. And there is a team in Portland, by the way.
Ugh.
So, let's see. Right, I want to get the exact deal.
Yeah, put a team in. They're not going to put a team in Nashville. Do you think they would do that? Would it be Nashville and Portland?
Nashville would make a ton of sense. Yeah, so they do have a team in Nashville in this particular thing too. All right, so here is it's a Rob Manfred's realignment plan eliminates the 2-league system for geographic conferences.
To save money on travel.
Yeah, so like you said in the Sports Minute.
Yeah.
Eastern Conference Division, Western Conference Division. All right, so you've got, I guess there just would be the two conferences. So you'd be in the same conference as the Yankees. The Mets and the Yankees would be in the same conference, not the same division.
So they're not breaking it up into divisions. They're just doing it like the NFL has two conferences, but they have divisions.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's just conferences. So there are many questions answered, starting which two cities get teams, the one possible format with it's 8-4 team divisions split into Eastern and Western conferences. All right, here are your divisions. Ready?
Yes.
We'll start out West.
Is this going to be named after players?
Not yet.
That's, Hall of Fame players?
That's too far down the road. This is just the alignment
of
the
teams. Can I guess?
Yeah. So we'll start out West.
San Francisco, Seattle, Portland.
No.
No. Sorry.
You got Seattle and Portland together.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
That creates a huge rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Into two autonomous zone cities or whatever. So Portland and Seattle. So it's Portland, Seattle, then the Vegas A's and the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, the Vegas A's, Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay.
And then you've got... The Giants, the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Padres.
Makes sense.
Then as we move east, the Rockies, the Royals, the Rangers, and the Astros. Then we'll have the Cubs, pop-up ad.
The Reds. Twins.
No. The Cardinals and the White Sox.
The White Sox, okay.
So you got the Cubs and the White Sox, same division. Then you've got, this one's a little bit like interesting.
But the Cubs and the White Sox in the same division. So what does that tell us here in New York?
Well, yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. It's,
so
I
then
love
we got
the arc of this story.
Then we got, that's why I started out West and then, you know, get to the.
Oh,
you know,
bring it. Go.
Yeah, bringing it in. And they land in the plane.
Okay.
Twins, Brewers, Tigers, Blue Jays. There's a division for you. And then you got the Guardians, the Pirates, the Orioles, and the Nationals. And then finally, here we are. The Mets, the Yankees, the Phillies, and the Red Sox.
Oh, that's a big division.
How do you feel about that?
I'd rather see Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in the same division.
There's no real rivalry between the Phillies and the Pirates. There isn't.
Well, great one. Just like the Penguins and the Flyers.
Yeah, I know.
And it takes winning teams beating each other in the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing. That's the reason why. There's a much bigger rivalry between the Phillies and the Mets.
Right. So you're putting four big money spending teams in one division out West, four big money spending teams in one division in the East.
That's what it looks like. Yep. I mean, that would be, I mean, that right there has got to be the toughest division. Well, that and the one all the way out West.
Well, right now, we're looking at. But I will say that the thing that he doesn't really tell you is that it is about travel costs. And all the players will love it. They won't travel as much. They won't be on planes as much. That's true. And it's just like the Metropolitan Division in hockey.
Now, are they trying to do this because they're going to push this salary cap situation, and this is one of the things that they think they're going to appease the players by doing?
I think it's also it's a money saving idea, which makes sense. It's making these games a little bit more well attended, I'm sure, just because of the geographics of it.
Yeah, I mean, so,
and I'm sure the players would love less travel.
Do you consider yourself a baseball traditionalist?
In some respects, I do. In others, I don't. I know the game is, you know, it's had to speed itself up. It's had it, you know, it's got to make itself a little bit more, I think, exciting, which mm-hmm. I think they've done. I think for the most part, I don't disagree with the things that he's doing. I am a traditionalist. I love the old time way that baseball used to be played, but they have to get up with the times. And they got to, if they're trying to save money and increase fan attendance, this is a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the tradition of the American League and the National League and the Mets and Yankees being in different leagues and all that stuff that we grew up with, this would be a drastic, drastic change. But where I am now in my baseball fandom, I would welcome this.
Yeah,
I think this is interesting and different, and I would be more into it if this were the case and that division was a reality.
Yeah, and again, how many does it say how many times they would play each other within the division? Does it give you a schedule breakdown?
No.
I mean, if they're playing, I think most of their games and the way that the playoffs are going to be set up is really what Rob Manfred's talking about.
Yeah.
So the only way you really would get an Eastern and a Western team playing each other in the playoffs is when you got to the league championship series
mm-hmm.
and the World Series, potentially.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be fun. I know that the older baseball fans are probably losing their minds. Guys, you know, Howie Rose and Gary Cohen are probably, their heads are melting.
I bet you they hate to travel, too. I bet you they would love to be able to do 10 Yankee and Met games. That's probably 12 to 14 less days of travel for them right there.
Sure, but I mean, I think that they put their personal stuff aside for things like this. I really do. And Howie's taking some games off now, and he's kind of, you know, not doing as many. So I really think that, like, the tradition of the game to them is more important than where they're traveling to at this point.
But just think of the Major League Baseball front office, not of the teams, of the office itself with Rob Manfred. They're coming up. They're trying to come up with ideas to save money. They're getting ready. There's going to be a lockout. Everybody feels like there's going to be a lockout. They're going to be fighting for salary caps and things of that nature. I think they're floating things now because these are the things that they're going to start setting up, negotiating with the Players Association. So, I mean, I would actually like that.
I mean, how much fun would that be?
I think
Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Red Sox in a division?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be really cool. I mean, I know it would be harder. I mean, it'd be more difficult.
Sure, because you have at least four teams. I don't know what the Red Sox salary structure is, but I mean, I think you got at least four. Three of the four teams are over $300 million.
I mean, think about the intensity that the Yankee and Met fan has had this year because of the Juan Soto defection. If you're in the same division together, it would be as intense of a rivalry that we have in New York. I mean, you know, you got Rangers, Islanders. If you have Mets, Yankees in the same division, that is insane. Like, Knicks, Nets will never be like that. Mets, Yankees, same division?
I know, but that. What about the NFL if you had the Jets and the Giants in the same division?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a big deal, but no one's talking about that. We're talking about this might happen.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying the NFL.
Still, Mets, Yankees, I think, is a bigger deal. I really do. I mean, it's just,
I mean, I think the Giant fan would go crazy that they wouldn't be playing the Cowboys because the Cowboys would be taken out.
Yeah.
You'd have the Eagles, the Commanders, the Giants, and the Jets.
Well, I mean, you would have the Patriots, maybe. In the way
Patriots, Bills, Steelers,
yeah.
Cleveland.
You have Steelers, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Who else? Baltimore.
Yeah, you'd maybe move Baltimore into one of the Eastern.
We can't, though. The NFL can't do this. The NFL's not doing this. We're just having fun. This baseball, though, is going to do it, though. Chris on Long Island. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, how are you guys? I really don't like these new divisions. Honestly, I think the one thing about baseball that you don't get in the other, you know, other than football is there's no way for the Subway Series that we're so close to getting finally after all these years.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, that is such a, like, a rare thing. You know, it happened the one time, obviously, between the Mets and the Yankees 25 years ago. But, I mean, to have that in a division competing every single year, the fever pitch that would be around here would be just incredible. I mean, think about some of the battles that the divisions have had, you know, the teams within the division have had, and then you have the Mets and the Yankees doing that every single year. I mean, I don't know. Sign me up for that. That would, I think, would be incredible.
How about the Jets, Patriots, Giants, and Eagles?
That would be, if we were doing this in the NFL, that's probably what we would do, yeah.
Yeah, because you'd put Baltimore with Washington.
Okay.
And maybe Carolina, Washington, Carolina, Baltimore, and Nashville.
Yeah, Tennessee, yeah, sure.
And then you get the Miami team. I don't know, maybe Nashville goes with the teams in Florida. Tampa, Miami, and Jacksonville, and Nashville.
See, they're already more geographically grouped.
Yeah, you wouldn't
in the
touch
NFL.
The NFC North. I don't think you'd touch the NFC North.
No, I mean, I don't think you would. I mean, would you touch? You wouldn't touch the NFC West or the South. I mean, it would that kind of.
I mean, you could put the Chargers in place of the Cardinals, and then put the Cardinals with the Cowboys.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
Houston.
That makes sense.
And then you, yeah. I mean, I've seen these things. They pop up all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, you know.
On an Instagram reel or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Man, I tell you, I the, some of the stuff that I'm getting, I don't know how or why they are popping up, especially on TikTok. It is, I don't even know if I can talk about it, to be honest with you. And I show Gina the stuff that pops up on the TikTok, and she's like, how in the hell did the phone think you'd be interested in this? And it is... It's absolutely bizarre. And
really?
I even sent one of them to...
Well, your phone's listening, too. And your phone is listening to you when you're doing your live reads and stuff like that. And when you're into that sperm bank live read.
It's not that, though, man. It's... I even sent it to one of the guys who I know. He actually is responsible for getting me involved in some of, like, my algorithm getting really wacky because he sent me a couple of these things and I opened it up and then bang. Now
bang, you're done.
So then I sent it back to him. I said, what about this one? He goes, this is actually too much for me. Can't handle this. You're getting, like, you know, top five golf courses on Long Island and what does an NFL realignment look like? I'm getting, like, sick and twisted. It's crazy. I don't know if I can get out of it. I don't know what to do.
Is there a way to unsubscribe to these things?
No, because it's just like a For You thing. So, like, it just comes up. I don't know. But then I watch them. And then the longer I stay and watch them, then the more they feed
me. The more stuff that's coming with them.
Yeah. It's not good. TikTok's dangerous, man. I'm telling you right now.
I don't have that, so.
Yeah. Stay away.
And by the way, I was sent a post on X in regards to the Jackson Dart nickname.
Oh, God.
So, Gliz Gang Larry basically sent me Bullseye.
Bullseye. Okay.
I got that a few times here, but that's not a nickname.
Bullseye? Hey, Bullseye, what's happening?
No, that's not a nickname.
You know, like that.
Bullseye Billy, that would be a nickname. Like, but Bullseye on itself is not a nickname.
Bullseye what?
Like, Bullseye Billy, that would be like a guy who was good at darts. But just call
here
him.
Here comes Bullseye Billy. Watch out. Everybody hide your wallets.
But just calling a guy Bullseye, that's not a nickname.
I tend to agree, yeah. Bullseye.
Bullseye.
But Bullseye Billy.
CBS Sports say. Network is all over it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, that's Bullseye. What's your name? Bullseye. No. I'm Bullseye Ben. That would work. Alliteration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, like, Bob Popper, like, I had another touchdown pass, Bullseye to neighbors. No. Right? That wouldn't work.
No, he's not going to do that.
Like, he wouldn't be like, oh, Bullseye's coming in the game. That's stupid.
Do you think Bob Popper ever said Danny Dimes in a broadcast? He had to, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're checking on Bullseye's knee in the medical tent. No, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the Dart Knight. Can't do that with Matt Harvey in this town.
No.
The way that that worked.
No.
I mean, dartboard material is horrendous, too.
Yeah. That's why somebody will come up with something. I just don't know what it is.
Action Jackson. That's mine. That's what I'm going with. Sell the t-shirts now.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's back. What's happening, Jerry?
Not much. I will tell you, not much happening.
I saw you tucked in your shirt today.
I put a belt on, yeah.
Yeah.
I have pants on.
It's not a normal thing for you, is it, tucking in a shirt at work?
The collared shirt, sure, with pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see him tucking in his shirt a lot at work? I noticed that today. I was like, oh, it feels like you were going somewhere nice today or something.
I'm not, actually.
You get the pants and the tucked-in shirt.
I mean, it looks like you're going to play a round of golf.
Maybe later this afternoon, but not after work, no.
How about your dad won closest to the pin yesterday?
Yes, he was very excited about that.
That's awesome. Jerry Recco Sr.
Yes, that was
pretty good. Love your dad. You know what your dad always does to me?
It brings up members only?
No.
No, okay.
He does that, too.
Yes.
No, every time I see your dad, he comes up to me and goes, you know who I am?
I hate that.
I didn't know he did that.
He does that every time I see him. You know who I am?
All right.
Said, you're Mr. Recco.
Okay. I will make
you're responsible for Jerry.
Doesn't do that anymore.
It's like, of course I know.
Did it to me again yesterday.
Yes, I apologize for that.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Well, you just said you hate it.
I know, but it's kind of like his thing with me. I don't know what that's all
about.
That's
fine. All right, then I'll let him keep doing it then. Fair enough. But yes, he was very excited doing closest to the pin.
Yeah, well, good for him. But, you know, and we took the $5 from them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, $5 side bet.
Well, you guys were what? You were 12 under.
Yeah, we were.
I don't think anybody was close to you. You won by 3 shots.
But see, it was a fair bet because they won last year.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah. So, yes. But this year.
Well, half of them won.
And there's no handicap in this thing. Just correct. A straight scramble.
Remember, two of them, DeFilippo and Lenny, his partner Lenny, two glass guy.
Yeah.
They were with my son and my dad last year.
Oh, all right. All right.
That was the group. That was my brother and
my
other son.
The guys behind us actually drove the green and hit one of our carts.
Actually flew the green.
Yes. You're kidding.
No. Flew the green on the par 4 and hit the cart that with the Hannons were in.
That's pretty good.
Right. That was the green that Chris Hannon hit.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It's 315 yards.
That's pretty good.
And we had about a 20-foot eagle putt.
Not bad. Not too many people were doing that.
So. No, we missed that putt.
We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Not a whole lot in terms of sound because the Mets and Yankees were off. They will play tonight. You've got the Yankees taking on the Rays. That's at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Carlos Rodon, the starting, and Shane Baz. You've got Aaron Boone with BT and Sal today at 11 o'clock right here on The Fan. The Mets are in Washington tonight. You've got Peterson and Jake Irvin. David Peterson and Jake Irvin making the starts. You did have this from the Little League. Did CeeLo play this clip from the Little League World Series, this kid, in the interview with the reporter?
No.
When they were talking about the Mets and the Mariners being there. And I forget which. I think this kid was from Team Canada, I think. But the reporter asking them about getting autographs and photos.
Is there pictures you want to get of any players in specific?
I want to get Juan Soto.
Okay. All right. Juan Soto's a popular one. Misha, what about you? Juan Soto on your list as well?
It's kind of overrated.
He's
all right.
He's all right.
Cal Raleigh.
So that made some headlines. I think that kid was from Canada. I don't know where
the other one sounded like Australia.
He might have been.
Juan Soto.
He very well might have been.
I think he's about 40 years old, says Brandon Tierney. He's not 26. I like that BT. I like what he's got to say.
Firestorm with that, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How about that? I saw that over the weekend. Very interesting.
Listen, if somebody doesn't like you and you say something that they think is inappropriate, they're going to go crazy after you. You know that.
That is very true. That is very true. Last night, the Red Sox lost to the Orioles 6-3. Just notable in terms of the wild card standings with the Yankees. Also, you had with the Phillies, they beat the Mariners 12-7. Bryce Harper homered twice. Trey Turner 4-for-6, a home run. He drove in 5. Zach Wheeler, surgery to remove a blood clot, upper right arm. There is no timeline for a recovery.
By the way, Matt Harvey did have a blood clot.
Okay.
So, you know. It goes all the way back to like 620.
Still not common, but yes. I mean, the Mets have had, since Matt Harvey, dozens of pitchers. He's the only one that had it.
Dylan G.
Okay, fine.
Well, he had it.
Okay. Common would be tightness in the elbow, maybe a little quad and oblique. I don't know about a blood clot, but fair enough. Fair enough. This is not baseball or football, so we're a little in between here. Josh Hart. Now, I think this clip is from last week, but it came back out yesterday because of this new new ice cream flavor. So this is Hart talking about drinking a certain type of milk in the past and getting, I guess, beaten up for it is what he is saying. And the music's under because it was like a prepared piece from some website.
What's up, guys? It's Josh Hart, man. So everyone killed me 2 years ago when I made my tweet about trying my significant other's breast milk. Everyone called me out, really. Obviously, Jalen called me out. Stephen A. Smith did a whole little...
Josh, they all called him out. What he's saying is he tasted breast milk.
Yeah, the breast milk.
And enjoyed it, yes. Yeah. And now there's an ice cream shop that created breast milk ice cream.
Mm.
So he figured, what the hell?
With real breast
Seems
milk?
Seems only fitting that I come here.
Yeah, I believe so.
With someone's real breast milk.
I don't know whose. Maybe it's lab-created breast milk. Maybe Infamil makes it? I don't know.
No, but I have to. If it's you're calling yourself breast milk, it's better be out of a breast.
Oh, here's my wife's breast milk.
It can't be formula, man.
Well, I don't know. Does formula taste like breast milk?
I never tasted it when we were going through all
taste
that.
Test?
I never. A lot of people do.
May you get all the milk you need.
But I mean, if you're saying it's breast milk, that better be breast milk.
That's what he's saying. I don't know. So here,
want to try some super porridge?
Don't know. Okay. Super porridge?
Oh, yes. God.
No, hey, you eat what you got to eat.
Super porridge.
I see it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Here was Hart.
Seems only fitting that I come here and I try it. So here we go. It's all right. And I'm not going to lie. It hits. It hits different. Super sweet, kind of like vanilla. With a little bit of saltiness to it, it's very accurate in terms of flavor of breast milk.
Now, is this the same place that serves the semen sorbet?
You have a sick mind, man. I don't know what the hell. Now I know why you get those algorithms on your phone.
Yeah.
He didn't say. I don't know. But he likes it. So it tasted like, if you couldn't hear that, tasted like vanilla, a little saltiness to it. So perhaps coming to an ice cream store near you, breast milk ice cream. Don't know. There was a Monday Night Football game for preseason last night with the Bengals and the Commanders. Now, we played so far a Joe Burrow touchdown. We played the Jaden Daniels rushing touchdown last hour. Listen to your guys. Pretty fired up in the preseason with the backups in.
On first and 10 from the 13, Browning for the end zone.
Oh,
Tinsley with a spectacular catch on a back shoulder throw from Jake Browning. A 13-yard touchdown grab by Mitch Tinsley against his former team.
I got to tell you, they sound like they're in midseason form.
You know, what I got to tell you is that, remember this kid Jake Browning came in when Joe Burrow went down and kept the team functioning.
I do
and
remember.
Kept moving.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, you know, if he can get himself out of there. Not now. I'm thinking maybe next year or something. Maybe he can become a free agent. I don't know what kind of. I know they signed him to a contract. I don't know what kind of contract they gave him, but every time he goes in, he looks the part.
Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. I know in Dallas, Joe Milton's there, and people went nuts from him. Remember last year?
Yeah.
He's not fared so well so far in the preseason, but this kid seems like he has, so we shall see.
Oh, he also played well in the regular season. That was my
right.
point. I just think, I don't know, maybe he's just happy being sitting behind Joe Burrow. Who knows?
Oh, that's Al's dream job. backup quarterback never need to go in.
Third string, perfect, more like, right? Hold the clipboard.
That's it. Here was Joe Burrow. He did get, there was no Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins last night. Says got some work in without them, and that's all part of the plan and all good.
I don't think it's any secret that we've had to play games without T. and Ja'Marr in the past. You know, that's football. Guys are going to get dinged up. Guys are going to miss some games. I've missed games. That's life in the NFL. And so you need guys to step up, and I need reps with those guys at some point.
Burrow was a 9 of 14 for 62 yards and a short touchdown pass.
Well, they've come a long way from the last couple years when they didn't play him.
Yeah, he was deep into the second quarter last night.
Right, and he was basically saying, it's okay, I don't need to play. Now that whole narrative has changed because of the way that they have started these seasons over the past 3 or 4 years.
Now, one situation that remains an issue, at least unsettled, is Trey Hendrickson. He told ESPN before the game last night that he and the team are in close agreement on the total average annual salary and the length of a deal, but the sticking point remains the guaranteed money in a potential extension. So, don't know if it'll get done or not. Yeah, for sure. Here was Dan Quinn. Last hour we heard Jaden Daniels talking about his touchdown run. He got hit right near the goal line, did not slide. He took the hit. All was good. Here was Quinn on seeing his quarterback do so.
When the second play begins, there's just an unusual playmaking ability that takes place. Sometimes it's with his legs. Other times it's with his arm. But it is part of who he is. But it is one of the things we've worked on to say, when do you take your shots and when
do you go down? So we will see going forward. But he did play a little bit. One series, it ended with that touchdown run, and then his day was done. Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson back on the field. So I didn't realize. I knew he had the hamstring. He had missed 3 weeks. But good to see him back and working.
Yeah, it feels great, to get back into the normal routine of being with the guys, in the workouts, being in practice and walkthroughs. It's definitely, I've been itching for it. So,
and now he's back.
And by the way, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
The Giants wrap up their preseason Thursday night against the Patriots. Meantime, Executive Vice President of Player Personnel in New England is Elliot Wolf. He met the media yesterday, and he was asked how aggressive he will be going forward to try to make this team a more competitive football team and, again, challenge in the AFC East.
Would you be willing to give up in a trade a second or maybe even a first-round pick to make your team better this year?
Sure. Yep. Why? Just doing what's best for the team. If there's a player out there that we feel like can help us, then and it costs that, then we would consider doing that.
Now, who would they possibly?
Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson.
So just,
I mean,
the
there's guys out there
basically
that are holding out for more money, more cash. They actually have a very good outlay when it comes to their salary cap this year. Next year, however, it's gonna rise, and they have a couple of young players that they're gonna have to give new contracts to. So they got to be really careful what they are considering, and if they were considering something like that, it's got to be a short-term thing as opposed to a long-term thing, or a big signing bonus to spread out the money over the course of whoever contract that they acquire would be. So,
well, Hendrickson does seem like he's close. We shall see. So while the Giants play the Patriots Thursday, Friday, you get the Jets and the Eagles. The Browns named Joe Flacco their week one starter. Not a surprise to many at all. And then lastly, we've had a lot of Russo-isms.
Yeah.
If CeeLo played this for you yesterday, I don't know that he did, but if he did, I apologize, but I'll play this as well. So the first lady's name is what exactly?
Melania.
Yeah. Well, to you guys, maybe.
And on the same day that, Melanie Trump writes a letter to Putin.
Melania.
Whatever her freaking name is.
Whatever her freaking name is.
Whatever.
That's disrespectful, can you guess?
Putin. What the hell was he doing?
Melanie. So, yeah.
Melanie Trump and Putin and Zapinski.
We have people that are stupid.
So, there you go. That courtesy of SiriusXM.
Very good.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Along with Jerry Recco on the Fan. Not this segment, but we'll see him next hour along with Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I do this from time to time.
Did he put that in his contract?
I think early on that was in, yeah, there was something that was in his contract for like the first year or so that I started doing the show. And Chernoff was like,
if we put along with Jerry Recco, we won't have to pay him more money because it'll make him feel better. In the liners.
Anyway, so okay. I do this from time to time.
Yes.
Where I'll see a crazy headline, and then I'll write three fake headlines around the crazy headline, the real crazy headline, and then have you guess which one is the real one. Now, Jerry's done this with you before. I've taken a lot of pride in this because I tend to do well and fool you guys with this one. So I take pride in this, and I see if I can do it again. All right? Four headlines. One is a real headline in the New York Post. The other three I made up. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to read all four of them. Don't say anything until I'm done with all four of them. Number one, Nebraska high school teacher critically injured from cheese wheel thrown from highway overpass. Got that one? Number two, purple scrotum plaguing middle-aged men in Florida. That's number two. Number three, Ozempic vulva is making women look aged and droopy down there. Number four, Indonesian man in stable condition after moray eel removed from his rectum. Would you like to hear them again, or do you feel like you know which one is which?
I'm going to go with rectum, Bob.
You're going to go with Indonesian man in stable condition after moray eel removed from his rectum. Okay, Boomer is on the board with that one. Al Dukes, do you need to hear any more?
So we're picking what we think the real
real headline is. The other three are ones that I made up. There's a real one. You're picking what you think the real one is.
I think the injury from the cheese wheel being thrown from a highway overpass.
Nebraska high school teacher critically injured from cheese wheel thrown from highway overpass.
Way too detailed.
Okay, very good. So we got, so someone's wrong because we have two different ones. Eddie?
I am going to go also with the cheese wheel.
The cheese wheel. Okay.
They must have seen it.
Once again, I fooled you guys. The cheese wheel and the Indonesian moray eel rectum story right out of my head.
Oh, you know, it's the Ozempic vulva.
Now it is. Yeah, Ozempic vulva is making women look aged and droopy down there.
I would have picked that last because down there, I thought he got lazy in the writing and they would never say down there in a headline.
That's part of the reason why I did this, because I thought the same thing. Down there just seems so ridiculous, but that's the exact headline.
Droopy down there. I mean, listen, the purple balls thing, too. That seemed pretty real to me.
Purple scrotum plaguing middle-aged men in Florida. Ozempic, yeah, so the real one is Ozempic vulva is making women look aged and droopy down there.
Vagina.
Oh, God.
I'm proud of that cheese wheel one. I was actually very proud.
That you sold us with that.
Yeah, I don't know where.
When I heard cheese wheel, I was like, no way. I'm not going with that.
It's just something you can see somebody in Nebraska doing. Just, you know, let me take a cheese wheel and throw it off the overpass.
A moray eel up the butt seemed like something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that has happened at some point, you know, but it was not a real headline in the Post. Here we go. They dropped and then they drooped. Ozempic drugs have become extremely popular for their ability to manage type 2 diabetes symptoms and spur weight loss.
Spur weight loss, that's the reason why. In type 2 diabetes, they need it, but the spur weight loss, people using it for that reason is why it's become so popular.
As they become widely used, there's been a corresponding increase in awareness of their potential risks and side effects. Add another one to the list, Ozempic vulva or Ozempic vagina. The rapid weight loss can cause visible skin sagging, laxity, and wrinkles throughout the body. Dr. Sherry Ross, an OBGYN in Santa Monica, California, and author of She-ology, told Health Central.
Summer vaginas.
What?
All areas of the body can show visible skin changes in response to this significant weight loss, she added, including the lower belly, pubic mons, and inner and outer labia.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
So I got to do the cleanse.
The vagina is surrounded by... I can't read this now.
Didn't your...
This is now too
much. Didn't your sister-in-law have a labia problem?
Well, that's what my mother-in-law thought, yes.
That's a shame what happened to her chair.
Well, what's that?
Well, she tore her labia.
Excuse me?
What? Oh, yeah, I tore her labia.
How would you... even...
Oh, that's right. I feel bad. She's going to have surgery on her labia.
What? What do you mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it's terrible, uh-huh.
Well, how'd she do that?
That's all those years of playing tennis.
What? You mean her labrum and her shoulder?
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. It's not a whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a whatever. But yeah, so okay. There you go. Labiaplasty to reshape the labia and vaginal tightening to restore firmness to the vaginal canal may also provide relief if you're looking to tighten up after you get your Ozempic vulva.
So vaginoplasty.
Yep.
Okay.
So there you go. Speaking of weight loss, did you see anybody watch the Biggest Loser documentary yet on Netflix? Did you take a look at that, Al?
I did see that one, yep.
I'm sure this is not in your wheelhouse at all.
It is not.
The show The Biggest Loser on NBC, very, very popular for many years. They did a documentary on it. You had like the TV executives talking about how popular it was, and then you had these people that were with the victims about how they got treated and blah, 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 and everything else. And one thing that just annoyed the hell out of me was how the people who decided to go on the show after watching the show, exactly what it was, all these years later are now like, well, I got yelled at, or this wasn't healthy, or I wasn't doing that. You knew exactly what the hell you were doing. Plus, it's a TV show. If you wanted like real, you know, medical care, you would have done something about it before you went on the stupid TV show. The second you go on the TV show, you're now a character in a TV show. So that's how they're going to treat you.
You can't play the victim card.
God, how stupid are you? It's a TV show.
How fat are you?
Well, they were like 400, 500 pounds.
That's how stupid they were.
Well,
they're trying to kill themselves.
I don't know if there's a true correlation between how fat you are and how stupid you are, but I know where you're going with that. You know,
yeah, but,
I know
but, where you're going. But you're playing the victim card when you know what you're getting yourself into. You've made this decision
exactly.
Yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. Yeah, and they got that Bob Harper on there. And Jillian Michaels. Jillian Michaels did not participate in the documentary. Bob Harper did. I don't know. I think she lives up in Canada now. I don't know what happened with her. I have no idea.
She's very political now.
Oh, very political now?
Very
conservative.
Yeah. Very conservative.
Okay.
I remember, actually, when I did that World's Greatest Super Bowl commercials with her. I think I did. She was the first year, I think.
Oh, you did with Jillian Michaels?
I did. Yeah, she was great. She was great to work with.
Yeah, they were on top of the world, those two, there for a while. And they had this Dr. Huizenga, who was the Raiders doctor back in the day, and then ended up being, he was a celebrity doctor for somebody else, too, like Patrick Swayze or something, I don't know. But he...
Wayne Newton?
Yeah, Wayne Newton. And he ended up being the doctor on the show, and he would always, like, fight back with the trainers. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing this, shouldn't be doing that. And they're like, well, the producers want us to scream at these people. So we're going to scream at these people, and we're going to make them puke, and we're going to make them do these things because that's what people want to watch.
It's got to be tough.
The only part I thought was not right was when they made them eat food to visit with their family.
Oh, yeah, that was a little, I mean, of course it wasn't right, but I mean, my God, was it entertaining?
It's an incentive, right?
It was like, you know, you're losing all this weight, everything's going great. If you eat this layer cake, you could go see your kids.
Yeah, right. So, it was kind of, though, like, how important is it to you to get healthy? I think was, like, the idea of it. But, yeah, it was, like, the person who eats the most calories can go home and see your family. But if you don't, you can stay here.
They were basically... But,
I mean, you know, it's a TV show.
Tantalizing.
Yeah, they call them temptations. You know, it's a TV show. What are you going to do? You know, if you really wanted to lose the weight, you wouldn't have had that, you know, the layer cake.
So this does explain some of the videos you've shown me on your phone. I mean, you have this fascination with, like, people that are going through it in their life. I don't know what it is.
I can't explain it either. I don't know.
But you agree with my assessment?
I don't think the, well, yes. I don't think the biggest loser thing has anything to do with some of these other things that are popping up on my phone. But
I would say that seeing what you showed me, the two videos that you've shown me, you are stuck in a world where very few people go. And I would just say that
I disagree with very few people. There's hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers for these people.
This is another proof positive as to why therapy is needed.
For who? Which one? The people that are in the thing? Or
I think the people that are in the thing are making money. They're popular for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
These are not only fan videos, by the way.
No, not
that type of thing.
It has nothing to do with sex or weird sex or anything like that.
No, just weird.
It's just different. It's just different folks.
Yeah. I mean, like, and you have this fascination with it.
Well, it's like, all right. I showed Al one of the videos. I mean, does it not pop, some of these things?
Yeah, it's interesting to look at.
Yeah. Yeah, it pops.
Just like, you know, 1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got healthy.
And, you know, and this thing you got with Fat Perez, I mean, it's all seems to be like on the same arc.
No. It has, no, I like him not because he's not, I mean, he's overweight, but he's not 600 pounds.
His nickname is Fat.
Well, he gave him that. Yeah, but that had nothing.
Did he give himself that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he gave himself that. Yeah, but I like him because he's a great golfer. He's got a great personality. It has nothing to do with him being big. I like those other guys, too. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just where I'm at right now. I think I just need the extremes to be entertained these days. I think that's what it comes down to. Everything's been thrown at me. I've digested all of it. And now I need the things that I'm showing you to be entertained.
By the way,
something different.
I don't need to see any more of it because I don't need that. Honestly, I don't need that.
Okay.
Puts me in a really bad frame of mind.
Does it?
Yeah, you know.
It's the opposite for me. I see people that are overcoming, making the best out of a bad situation. That's what I see.
Yeah, I appreciate the struggle on the other end.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see it. But I guess they're making money on some of the stuff that's out there or they wouldn't be doing it.
Right. Exactly. See?
So you're supporting it.
100%. Big supporter.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.